Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground at ForkFest 2021 in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's still people coming and going. It's hard to predict how the festival is going to go, but you can help make it awesome by getting down here. We are here until July the 4th. Chris and I are now being joined by Chad. I assume this is your first ForkFest then, right?
It is, yes.
It is. What did you think of it?
It was awesome. The energy here was great. It was meeting a lot of like-minded people for once is really, really a great thing.
And Chris says you're now planning to move, or you're now considering moving to New Hampshire?
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. Now, I caution everyone, you know, that New Hampshire isn't the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or ForkFest, or ForkFest, whatever you want to call it. There are a lot of liberty-loving people in New Hampshire, but it's not always just a party, and ForkFest tends to be a party. Plus, it's not always this warm. It's usually right. Where do you currently live?
I live in Michigan, north of Detroit.
Okay, so
that's cold.
Yeah, you're used to it.
Yeah, it'll be nicer here.
Well, welcome to New Hampshire. How long have you been aware? I mean, what brought you out here this year versus other years?
Well, I wasn't actually aware of ForkFest until earlier this year.
Okay.
I did know about the Free State Project because I worked as a volunteer on the Ron Paul campaign in 2007 is when I first heard about it.
Okay, so you've been in libertarian circles for quite a long time.
Quite a long time, yeah.
But you didn't know about ForkFest.
Not really. I knew about the Free State Project in general, but I wasn't following it super closely. I had a lot of stuff going on in Michigan, so it wasn't really in my radar to like move from Michigan. But
sure.
Well, and this is one of the great things about ForkFest and ForkFest is that people get to come up and, you know, meet other like-minded people for the first time. And I mean a lot of people, not just a small group of people, a few people here and there at a political, you know, meeting or something like that. But they really get to interact and realize, hey, even if you don't like one group of libertarians, there's another group of libertarians, and there's sure. somewhere that you fit in.
Well, I will say that the coming to ForkFest or the Porcupine Freedom Festival was definitely what sold me on moving to New Hampshire.
Same here.
I had never felt more welcome or invited in any community ever as the very first time I came to ForkFest, not even knowing people. And within a few days, I was like, yep, this is where I want to be. And the next year, I came for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I stayed.
The only thing that kept me was it took a month and a half to purchase a property. I put, like, the bid, the first, I found a property, and, like, a month and a half later, I moved in. But because of the closing, it took about a month and a half to get to the closing date. So, yeah.
Well, that's different, right.
This is an amazing place, and it's, like, the first time you've come to ForkFest or ForkFest, it just blows your mind.
It does. Did it blow your mind?
Yeah, I'd say so. I didn't really know what to expect, to tell you the truth, but it was better than I had thought. I mean, it was great.
Awesome. Glad to hear it.
Yeah,
you know,
culminating
sure
in that the burning of the porcupine. I mean, it was just amazing. The sense of community is really cool. And back home, pretty much any of the libertarians I know, I've converted myself.
Well, that's
good. So, like, which is okay. But I mean, I don't really, you know, there isn't too much of a community around my area. It's extremely liberal, and I mean, I'm more of a voluntarist than an actual like big L libertarian. But
welcome to the club here.
Most of the people who stayed for ForkFest, which is the after party of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, are going to be closer to voluntarism than they are, you know, big L libertarianism. I'm sure there's still some classical liberals and liberty-leaning Republicans running around, but I think by and large, everyone here is going to be a volunteer.
Yeah, what's the expression? 6 months in New Hampshire, you move as a libertarian, 6 months you're an anarchist or something like that.
Well, they do call the Cheshire County region the land of pumpkins and anarchists,
yeah.
For whatever that's worth. So what was it that made you aware of the ForkFest festival?
I guess it was just the internet. I don't remember specifically where, okay. But I mean, just because I read the news and stuff a lot. I on the internet, I'm all over kind of voluntarist and libertarian type stuff. So it just came up that there was a festival. I actually heard about it in winter, that they actually had it during all the lockdowns last year, and I was very disappointed that I didn't realize, because I couldn't do anything last year really in Michigan, and it would have been really nice to come out. So I bought my ticket back in like February, I want to say, to come up here, because I knew I wanted to this year.
We did indeed have it last year, and there were a few people who actually wore masks. There weren't very many. I think there were like three, like some college students who were here doing a paper, and then one ultra-liberal dude who used to be a libertarian.
I thought it was a few libertarians that were wearing masks, because there are at least a few libertarians wearing masks, but I kind of half expected them not to show up to this event, because there's so many people here.
Like the Jackie Perry types that are all about the COVID-19.
Not that crazy, but yeah.
I haven't seen one this year.
No, I have not seen. The only one I saw was when someone put that one on to do one of the rants at on Saturday night, and their rant was about masks. Although I wanted to dock them points, because it honestly did make it harder to understand what they were saying, because they had a freaking piece of cloth over their face.
We do have a few libertarians that are definitely libertarian, like Dave Ridley, who will wear a mask at least if he's inside. So, but outside he doesn't wear a
mask.
Is
that by choice or because?
By choice. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'm certainly not against masks, you know. I think that if they were worn properly and people washed their hands correctly, they probably would help. I'm against mandates.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was about to say. I wore a mask for a little while, you know, very early on, just in case. And, you know, I've never been anti-mask, but I have been anti-government mandating masks.
Well, we had it easy here in New Hampshire. Things weren't as easy in Michigan, from what I've heard.
No, definitely not. We've had mask mandates for a long time, and the state isn't still fully opened up till July 1st.
Really?
So we're still on, like, we have restrictions for capacity in buildings and stuff like that still. It is open more than it was, where you're just not allowed to do anything. Being a restaurant owner, I know other restaurant owners in the area, and we kind of had some speakeasies going on so we could still socialize, where it was just coming through the kitchen, you know, in the back door, so we can actually hang out and socialize and not go insane sitting in our house. So
yeah, we threw an awesome party on New Year's Eve that had something close to 100 or so people at it, out on the main highway, too, and it was quite a good time.
Awesome. Oh, right, yeah.
And this was in the midst of, you know, the mask mandates and all that. We just flaunted our refusal to obey.
It's interesting.
But it's New Hampshire, so that's kind of...
There's been two things in, like, the last 10 years that we've seen an increase in, like, people moving to New Hampshire over. One of them has been the masks and COVID-19 and the government's reaction to it. And the other...
But Sununu's reaction was almost as bad as any other governor's.
It was, but the difference is that in New Hampshire, we're making progress, and people understand that coming together can change things, and if we're all spread out, it doesn't change. Sure, some states are better on masks, but they're not better on other things like firearms, or they're not better on, you know, things like weed or whatever. You don't get that mix where everything is free. We're working to total freedom, as opposed to, you know, freedom on one area but not another area. You know what I mean?
Well, we have something like 200 representatives in the New Hampshire State House now, so hopefully we will actually at some point see some pushback against Sununu.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're up to 200 now?
No, I didn't even realize that. It's 80 libertarians, solid libertarians as representatives.
I'm talking about the New Hampshire Liberty Caucus. It's something like 200
members. Oh, I'm sorry.
Members.
Okay.
I don't think we have any registered libertarians in the State House, but
we
have plenty in the Liberty Caucus, and a lot of those...
We do have people who signed the Free State Project Statement of Intent and moved to New Hampshire who are representatives. There's 30 of those this year. It's up from 20, and there's about 80 libertarians total. So basically, people who moved but didn't sign the Statement of Intent because they moved for the greater migration, or they're people who lived here already who were libertarian and have gotten more active as a result of...
See, I prefer the way I say it, because it took a lot less time to just say we have something like 200 libertarians in the State House, and as far as I'm aware, that's an accurate statement.
I've heard 80, but 200. If we had 200, that's half. We should almost be in control of the state at that point.
Well, have you not seen the budget and the freakouts that, you know, happened as a result of the budget that Republicans in the House put forward? I guess not.
I mean, there's...
Well, they're calling it the most extreme budget in New Hampshire history.
It's
all about public school systems and things like that. I think you probably just haven't looked into it since the last election.
There are some Republicans and Democrats that might lean libertarian, but they're not.
Well, I'm not saying they're registered libertarians. We don't have any that are registered libertarians.
But that's because the state doesn't allow it, effectively.
Not anymore. Well, thank you so much for joining us. If you make the decision to move, keep in touch. We're always going to be here every single year. Be sure to come back next year. It's Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2021. You're more than welcome to join us. We're going to be here until July the 4th. June the 28th through July the 4th. Those are the dates for ForkFest 2021. Well, things are great here at Rogers Campground. It's almost idyllic, one might say, but that's not true elsewhere. Evidently, Joe Biden. You know, I've been arguing for years that if the powers that be want gun control, then they put a Republican into the Oval Office. If they want war, they put a Democrat there. This has sort of changed with the Biden administration because he's evidently talking about, you know, dropping nukes on American citizens or something. I haven't heard that exact thing, but we've been here at ForkFest, so we haven't been watching the news, but those are the things making the rounds in libertarian social media. Is stuff about, you know, it's weird that Biden has now twice mentioned dropping nukes on American citizens.
Well, if he's going to do it, this is a great time to do it because we're not in the populated areas, and I presume he's talking about doing it in unpopulated areas.
Well, I don't know that there's ever a good time to drop a nuke. But
yeah, I'd agree with that.
I mean, certainly they could have taken out a lot of libertarians if they had hit Rogers Campground, but I don't think there's a realistic chance of Joe Biden dropping nukes. I think he's just Joe Biden. He's old and senile, and he runs off at the mouth. I think that's really what's going on here, but he does cause other problems. U.S. military action against three facilities along the Iraq-Syria border resulted in a number of deaths. And that's what I've always argued. You know, if the powers that be want an expansion of war, they're going to elect a Democrat. And this is what surprised me so much about the Trump administration is that it's horrifying to even think. But the reality is that Trump was the most peaceful president we've ever had. And he gladly...
As long as you weren't a Mexican immigrant.
I'm talking in matters of war.
Fair enough.
Right, not immigration. I mean, but he wasn't really any worse or better than Joe Biden or Barack Obama regarding administration. And look, I hate saying anything positive about Donald Trump, but he didn't start any new wars.
This is true.
And that alone, that shouldn't be the minimum bar on being the peaceful president.
Yep.
But we are in a state where it is.
I'm not pro-Trump, but I say he does deserve some credit for that.
For that alone. I mean, he didn't close Gitmo. He didn't pardon Ross Ulbricht. He didn't pardon Julian Assange. He didn't do a lot of the things that, you know, a libertarian would have done because Donald Trump wasn't a libertarian. But he did, and he didn't withdraw from Iraq. He made a great big statement about wanting to withdraw from Iraq. But, of course, the United States still has troops in Iraq. And now they're expanding their operations. President Joe Biden directed attacks against three militia facilities used by several Iran-backed groups engaged in unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. The ones that, you know, Donald Trump supposedly withdrew were attacked by these supposed Iran-backed groups because Joe Biden is going to create a war with Iran because that's what Democrats do. The strikes took place at approximately 6 p.m. yesterday. That would be Sunday. The action, which Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby described as defensive, killed between 4 and 7 militiamen. Now, isn't it amazing that the United States military could attack three facilities and then somehow call it a defensive action? I don't think they know what the word defensive means, but that's obvious because Americans don't have a military budget. They have a, quote, defense budget. But how do you... They characterize these as attacks. President Joe Biden directed attacks. And then they go, but they're defensive. Now, the last checked...
There's nobody invading the United States. How can you be a defensive move?
Well, they said that they attacked U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq.
Yeah, but we shouldn't be there in the first place. It's not our territory. We don't own that land. It's not within our jurisdiction.
I agree entirely, but what concerns me more is how anyone is allowing them to characterize an attack as a defensive action when the words are almost antonyms.
It might be if there's an invading force, but they weren't invading.
It's not an attack. It's a defense. It's like you don't attack a defending force. I mean, an invading force. You defend against them.
Fair enough.
Two Iraqi militia officials told the Associated Press that the first strike against a weapons storage facility killed 4 militiamen. But Britain-based group the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported the number was at least 7. So they don't even know how many people they killed because they just started chucking rockets at people and seeing what happened. A U.S. defense official with knowledge of the strikes told Fox News that he did not expect a lot of casualties because of the time of the strikes. It makes me wonder, was the point of this just to blow up some stuff to justify the building contractors that are in Iraq?
They've got expiration dates on those missiles, you know, so they have to use them before they go bad.
Good point.
This is their excuse.
And now they used up some missiles that were going to go bad, and now they get to pay Lockheed Martin to build them some new ones.
Yep, it's all about the profit, man.
And the defense budget just gets ever larger. At least one facility, quote, used by Iran's militia forces to launch and recover drones was destroyed. Recent strikes by the crewed drones have targeted Americans in Baghdad and Erbil in northern Iraq, places that Americans shouldn't be unless they're visiting in the first place. I mean, we certainly shouldn't have a military presence there. And there are still people on the Internet who believe to this day that President Obama withdrew troops from Iraq, or he ended the war in Iraq. There are still Democrats who believe that, even though Trump then came along and said, we're going to withdraw the troops from Iraq. And now we have Republicans who believe that we no longer have troops in Iraq. It's amazing. This war has lasted 18 freaking years. The people now old enough to join the military were born after this war started. And that's horrifying.
And remind me, why did we get into Iraq in the first place?
Well, they said that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
And were any weapons of mass destruction ever found?
Of course not! Because there never were any!
You're telling me the government lied to me?
Yeah, they lied and they have perpetuated a lie since in order to justify...
That can't be. My government wouldn't lie to me.
Why did they invade Afghanistan? They knew Osama bin Laden wasn't there, but yet they did. And 20 years later, there are still American soldiers shooting at people in the desert of Afghanistan. Why? And nothing says privilege more. You know, liberals love talking about how privileged people are. Nothing is more privileged than having a presidential election come and go in the midst of a war that has lasted for 20 years and it not even be brought up once in any of the presidential debates.
I'm still amazed. You know, they kill 2,000 of our people effectively and we go in and bomb them and millions die. Is that really the best approach?
Well, certainly not, because that's how you create more terrorists, right? You bomb a kid's... You kill a kid's father, or you bomb a wedding, or a Doctors Without Borders hospital, and it tends to make other people angry. One might even say it radicalizes them to take vengeance in the same way that the United States decided the best way to take vengeance for 9/11 was to invade Afghanistan and Iraq, two countries that by and large didn't have anything to do with it, while Pakistan, who funded a large part of the operation, remains untouched. And in fact, that was where Osama bin Laden happened to be.
Yeah.
But of course, there's no war with Pakistan. Not that I want a war with Pakistan, but it would have made more sense.
Definitely.
More coming up from the peaceful land of Rogers Campground. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Florida have confirmed an 11th death in the partial collapse of a Surfside condominium tower. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava making the announcement Monday as the search and rescue operation continued into a fifth day. Officials say rescue crews are still hopeful they can find an air pocket where there may still be survivors. Cava said teams have been working around the clock since the collapse last Thursday. That collapse coming just days before the building's owners were about to start paying for more than $9 million worth of repairs to the structure. And Tropical Storm Danny has made landfall in South Carolina after forming earlier in the day. Forecasters say it could bring several inches of rain and winds around 40 miles an hour to South Carolina and parts of Georgia and Alabama. The fourth named storm of the hurricane season is expected to weaken quickly now that it's over land. This is USA Radio News. Iranian-backed militias have launched rocket attacks at U.S. troops in northeastern Syria in response to being hit with airstrikes on Sunday night. The exchange coming as the Biden administration is pushing to return to a nuclear deal with Iran. Speaking with reporters while hosting Israeli President Reuven Rivlin at the White House, President Biden told Rivlin that Iran wouldn't get a nuclear weapon under his watch.
As the American press here can tell you, my commitment to Israel is, well, they can't tell you anything, actually, they're not supposed to. But it's ironclad. It's real. It's something that I often say, if it weren't Israel, we'd have to invent one. And so this includes, we're committed to unwavering commitment to your self-defense. And today we're going to be discussing a broad range of challenges, including Iran. What I can say to you, Iran will never get a nuclear weapon on my watch, as they say.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Well, a broken clock is right twice a day, and the weather people finally got it right. It did, in fact, rain today, but it's already starting to taper off a bit, because that's what it does here at Rogers Campground. It rains like hell for like 4 minutes, and then the sun comes back out, and it's a beautiful day again. It's a beautiful day right now, though. This is the most comfortable temperature I have felt in the 8 days that I've been here. Right now, it feels absolutely wonderful. Now, I forget entirely what we were going to discuss. I had a topic in my head and everything, and then it started raining. The squall opened up, and it started pouring. So, I don't know. I'm joined now by Lee, and we're still here at the campground. It's still an amazing festival, and there's still people to talk to, and, you know, people are out there arranging that for me because I'm not really the extroverted type to go out there. I think it'll be easier next year for me to do that, not because I'll be more extroverted or anything like that, just because, you know, people will know me and recognize me as, hey, you're the Free Talk Live person.
Right.
So, but, I mean, that's not the case now. Like, Mark was able to do this by running around in a freaking king costume, and, you know, he wasn't very successful. I've been about as successful as Mark was with tracing down people for interviews. And I tend to think that's because Mark was, you know, running around in a crown dressed like
crown.
A king. Yes.
It is the crown. It brings the power. Or at least the, what the heck is that guy doing?
I don't know, man. I got to tell you, if I didn't know who he was and he came up to me dressed like that and went, "Want to be on my radio show?" I would have been like, "Okay, you're a lunatic. No, thank you. Probably don't even have a radio show. It's just going to be you talking into a microphone in a public bathroom somewhere, calling it live radio or whatever." I mean, but I mean, hey, it was.
I think you're unaccustomed to the idea of mascots.
Well,
it's just good branding.
Well, that may be, but you know, there. there's still a lot of people to talk to, still a lot of people to hang out with, and more are coming, more are expected. Bob, a friend of the show, actually just arrived, and that's where Chris ran off to. It's curious that you know, he chose not to come to any of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't know if that's because he had other stuff to be doing or whatever. I mean, there's thousands of things that I could and probably should be doing right now, but Free Talk Live is more important to me than those things, so here I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely don't get why people go to just Forkfest and not Porkfest, but it does happen.
It does. I get it. The environment, the social structure of it is very, very different. Like, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is very family friendly. Every single day of the week, you've seen nothing but just kids running around, a lot of them at the park, or just coming and going. There are significantly fewer children here today, and that's because Forkfest is, by and large, a party.
Right.
I mean, we work here, and vendors work here, but most people don't.
Well, no, I'm going to have to push back on you there. Like, everyone has a side hustle here. I mean,
I guess that's partially true, but I don't know about everyone.
Well, it's hyperbole, sure, but I mean, there are just so many people that will, you know, sell some food, sell some beads, sell a T-shirt, sell, you know, just any kind of a thing. Which, I mean, festivals are expensive, fun but expensive, and you actually get a chance to recoup some of the cost of being here if you've got a side hustle.
That's true, and that was one of the things I learned my first year here, is that if you're not doing anything to earn money, you are just bleeding money.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of ways to mitigate that. One person, a lot of kids in particular, prevented their own bleeding of money because someone was, you know, providing them with pamphlets and maps and schedules and stuff like
that. Thank you, Mo.
Hey, yeah, run around and sell these. And the kids got to keep all the money, and it was great. And even though I had no need whatsoever, I mean, they would approach me and be like, hey, would you like to buy a free schedule for $1? People would do it. Because
yeah,
it's a kid and it's $1, and why not? Here's $1.
Well, and I thought that was just a brilliant way to get kids used to the idea of market forces. Because, like, okay, what do you charge for it? Whatever you want. And if you charge $5 for it, you know, you might sell one, but are you going to miss out on more than 5 sales from charging 5 times what the people around you are?
So I never thought about that. The kids could charge whatever they wanted, couldn't they?
Yes.
I mean, most of them went for $1. That was smart.
That seems to be the market price, and yeah, I mean, even
the market
psychologically,
price for a free schedule,
right?
That. But I mean, it was because they were kids. If an adult tried that, they probably wouldn't.
Well, and
be
so that's the thing. So, a part of this being decentralized to the degree that even Porkfest itself was. Porkfest did nothing to build this schedule. That was Mo's idea entirely. He's the one that, like, got the information together, got the format, got the layout, did the printing, all of that, as just a good faith and goodwill service to the children to say, hey, this is what market forces are like.
Did Porkfest even use the Hoover app this year?
Nope.
I mean, they normally promote that, but they didn't even
use
it.
That was the name of it. Yeah, no, they didn't use it at all.
That's a interesting change. I didn't think about it until right now. Of course, last year, Forkfest used Eventify, but the customer service rep with whom I was dealing last year became difficult to reach, so I didn't look into this year. Plus, I mean, with everything that happened with the Crypto 6, it isn't as feasible currently for me to throw $600 at this fun software for me to mess with and not really do anything actually productive with, so I didn't pursue it, but maybe it'd be worth talking to the Porcupine Freedom Festival people about, you know, splitting the costs of using Hoova next year.
Yeah,
that
now
way it can be shared both by Forkfest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, there we go.
So that's something that could be done. You know, there's all sorts of things that could be done, and already we're in the planning stages for next year. Well, not planning, because no one plans Forkfest. They just sort of do what they do, and Forkfest is the result of that. But there's already discussions about, you know, what can be done better, what can draw more people in, and, you know, how can we have a better time?
Right.
Because that's what Forkfest is.
We don't yet have a consensus on the dates and things like that for next year is what it is.
Well, there's never a consensus on the dates. The dates are going to be the dates are going to end up being whatever I say on the air they are.
There's never a complete consensus, but there is always disagreement about the specific dates. And
oh, well, sure. Some people, Forkfest this year started on like June the 15th or the 17th.
And nothing's official, right? So it is kind of what you make of it.
It's just a matter of these are the dates that we promote on Free Talk Live,
And that tends to be what people come up for because.
Yeah, but
it's the biggest promoter.
But as you pointed out, it's not official.
Absolutely.
There's nothing official about it. People can declare Forkfest to be whenever they want it to be.
And they do.
I think last year it persisted for like 2 weeks after I was back in Keene and back doing my normal thing there, and people were still up here having Forkfest. I was like, okay. I mean, Forkfest sort of continued year-round with Dr. Lupo and some others who decided, hey, we're going to just get some property here.
Right. Almost.
Yeah,
I said almost.
There is definitely an echo of this Freedom Festival that does continue almost year-round.
And it's surprising to see how it bleeds out into the nearby town of Lancaster, which I didn't know this, but one of the girls at the gas station that I've been frequenting to buy my cigarettes, she came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for a few days this year,
mm-hmm.
and she wasn't a libertarian, but now she kind of is.
Nice.
So I mean, it's just fascinating to see how, you know, just good vibes, positive vibes can result in positive changes, not just here at Forkfest, but throughout the world.
Yeah, it's one of the great things about Forkfest and Porkfest is it gives people an opportunity to see what it means to be a libertarian. Like, what does that really mean? You know, it's like, I wasn't sure the first time I came up here, you know, and at first it was like, oh, there's some people who clearly aren't libertarian here, and I was a little confused. But then as I talked to more and more people, I realized, oh, 99% of the people are. It's that 1% that aren't. And, yes, I am a libertarian, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved.
It was definitely different last year because, I know for a fact, there were a few liberals running around last year, Democrats.
Always a few that come up that don't understand what it means to be a libertarian, and they...
Well, there's a lot of disagreement about what it means to be a libertarian, but I'm referring to people who are, like, registered Democrats and who don't identify as libertarian at all.
There were people who came and wrote Trump in graffiti on one of, like, they vandalized.
Well, there were some trolls. I don't want to attribute them as having attended Porkfest or Porkfest or anything like
really,
that.
But the point that I was making is just that there's definitely people here who are not us.
Yeah, and
I'm just glad to see that it's having this successful of a relationship with the town, because that, I think, is a very important thing.
Absolutely. I mean, we want the town to like us for sure.
Exactly.
More coming up from Forkfest. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Porkfest 2021 happening until July the 4th. You can still get down here and join us. It's always a great time, and I'm thrilled to be here. And other people have finally arrived. Now, without saying his name, because I don't think we've ever really talked about him on the air or gotten his permission to do anything like that, did he consciously choose not to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival? Or is
oh,
it
yeah.
Just,
he's, okay. I'm pretty sure he's boycotting the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh, from the...
Over past years and FSP Incorporated.
Well...
I will maintain this chip on my shoulder no matter how much you bury the hatchet.
He will absolutely be the last person to continue the boycott.
Okay, well, I'm not boycotting them. I actually talked to Dennis Pratt, the person who organized it this year, pretty extensively. I thought that there was still some disagreement or some ill will between Carla and myself, but that got pushed down. I mean, we buried that hatchet Saturday, as long as I don't send her any more donations from the Reformed Satanic Church.
You know what's interesting is the people who are more directly impacted by what happened actually seem to be the most agreeable and willing to let things go, you know? It's kind of interesting. It seems to be other people that are more angry about the whole situation than the people directly affected.
Well, I know that Ian and myself are huge advocates of forgiveness.
Absolutely.
And that probably plays a role in it. Like, okay, she was upset. I forgive her for being upset. And I recognize that what I did was more than a little bit trolly. And
yeah.
I knew it was probably going to upset her.
Yeah. You know the funny thing
I was
is,
not an angel in this by any means.
Behind the scenes, Ian was actually encouraging people to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival the year that he was banned.
Mm-hmm.
That just goes to show. Now, they broke up their Free Talk Live and the Porcupine Freedom FSP Incorporated's, you know, relationship. That still broke up. But that wasn't his doing, really. That wasn't Ian's doing. That was their doing. And despite that, despite being banned, Ian was still encouraging people to go.
Because, I mean, look at the result. People come here and they go, man, I want to move here. It's important.
Exactly.
I mean, if you want people to move to New Hampshire, you have to introduce them to the people of New Hampshire, to the liberty movement that is here in New Hampshire.
There's still ads running that promote the free, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I believe it is, or the Free State and the Free State Project, I believe, on FTL, even though the paid advertising, I believe, is gone.
Well, that's because it's a good idea, and we want to see it happen.
Right, exactly.
It's not because, you know, Free Talk Live wants to make money from the Free State Project or anything like that. We want people to move here if they love liberty, because this is the best place to be for people who love liberty.
It is.
Yeah, and there's definitely something about getting people to experience the condensed distillate of liberty that is the Porcupine Freedom Festival that, you know, it whets their palate for, like, okay, well, if I can even have a taste of this year-round, if I can have, you know, these kind of people to talk to interact with, to do business with, okay, you know, it's worth that investment of getting here and getting things set up.
Yep.
Yeah, these are great events, you know. Sometimes, some years, you know, they may not be as well organized, and there might be some little disagreements, but at the end of the day, they're attracting more people to New Hampshire, and that's ultimately what we're all, you know, fans of. So,
right, because, I mean, the more people that we get to New Hampshire, the more we can impact the political landscape and hopefully put an end to some of the tyrannies that we've seen. And, you know, ideally, secede from the United States, but, you know, that's far in the future, but I think it needs to happen.
Let's New Hampshire, we can control New Hampshire, or remove the authority of the state to control New Hampshire at a state level first, before we start talking about something even more fanciful. But I totally agree with you. I think that is one of the objectives of, you know, every person who moves. It's like, you know,
ability of the state of New Hampshire to control us is not really going to make a difference in our lives.
Well, no.
Whereas the federal government's ability to control us.
Just take the Crypto 6, for example. I mean, the New Hampshire Banking Commission is on record saying that, you know, what, Bitcoin vending machines are definitively not money transmission.
So the reason I would say, I don't think, you're right, we'll never be totally free within the jurisdiction of the federal government, right? But 80% of the people who are in cages because of state governments, and it's 30% for federal. So we actually have a huge amount of difference freedom.
Part of this also is freeing New Hampshire from the federal government, and not just through direct means, but through, like, the federal government says you will get this money if you comply with these terms.
And we already, New Hampshire already, even before the Free State Project, before the migration movement, was doing a little bit of that. We don't have a seatbelt law in New Hampshire,
and it's one of three states that don't require people to wear helmets for motorcycles.
Right. And New Hampshire gave the finger to the federal government, saying we're not going to accept your bribe to, you know, their kickbacks, because that's what the federal government does. They give you kickbacks in order to pass laws that they themselves don't have the authority to pass under the Constitution.
Right. Is New Hampshire the only state that doesn't require seatbelts?
I know New Hampshire is, I thought it was, but I know New Hampshire is one of the few that don't require car insurance.
I think it might be the only one that doesn't require car insurance. I'm not totally certain, but it is so rare. And yeah, it's just all of these things that accumulated over time that became normalized that New Hampshire just didn't really bother with.
Yeah. There's certainly a strong level of distrust of the federal government that was already here in New Hampshire prior to the Free State Project.
New Hampshire is definitely one of the better states overall, and it just happened to be a optimal state for the migration movement, for the whole Freedom Project. And, you know, the population size was right. You know, it was small enough. It was in a small enough area, you know, that it was contained. It had a huge state house, which means it's easier to get people elected. It just had all of the right conditions. One of the better states.
Yeah, it's already leaning very strong libertarian. I mean,
I wouldn't call the locals libertarian, but they certainly leaning in that direction more so than other states.
Well, that's why I said it was leaning libertarian, and I didn't call the locals libertarians.
It is definitely libertarian by New England standards. That's a fact.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's got.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if you compare it to like Massachusetts or
New England has some of the best and worst states in the nation.
I'm not sure how many other New England states would qualify as being the best states other than New Hampshire. As far as I can tell, it's pretty much it's the odd one out.
Yeah. New Hampshire is pretty unique.
Yep. And it is important to keep, like, not just to expand this resistance to a subtle federal control, but to keep going what was already here in those terms.
Certainly.
And it is absolutely the case that we will either hang together or we will be hanged separately.
Definitely.
And that's what we want. We want to get more people here so that we can push back against some of these insane federal regulations that, you know, they use state governments to push down onto actual residents of New Hampshire. We've been fortunate in that there isn't a seatbelt law or anything like that. Of course, I still wear my seatbelt if I'm getting on the highway to do 65 miles an hour or whatever.
I always wear my seatbelt. Sometimes things are smart to do, and you don't need a government to oppress you in order to, like, want to do them.
And Sununu actually admitted this when he lifted the mask mandate. He was like, hey, yeah, we don't have to tell people to wear masks in order for them to do the right thing and wear masks. Okay.
Well, gee, if only you'd thought that.
Yeah. So where was that mentality 6 months ago when you implemented this mask mandate? But
exactly.
Suddenly it was politically expedient for him to make that message. Okay, but that message was still true 6 months ago. We don't need a law telling us to wear seatbelts.
There was definitely resistance, and there would be far less resistance if it hadn't been mandated.
Absolutely. But I mean, a lot of businesses had mask mandates and stuff like that in place prior to the actual statewide mandate or to the one in the city of Keene.
Yeah, most of the people I interacted with for most of the time that the mask mandate was in place, you know, weren't wearing masks. Now, that wasn't necessarily true probably of, like,
I expect
the
your
town in general, but my experience was a little atypical and unique. That's what I was trying to get to. But that's because I'm around so many other like-minded individuals. You know, you just don't find that outside New Hampshire.
I saw a lot of people voluntarily and still voluntarily wearing masks, and I don't shame them for that. I wouldn't want to do it.
We got a couple of attorneys that still are wearing masks, so, you know.
Yeah.
We don't all have to get along and agree on everything, you know, to agree that mask mandates or government mandated anything is wrong, morally wrong.
Right. Most of the people I see on motorcycles are wearing helmets, even though there's no state requirement forcing them to.
In New Hampshire, anyway.
Yeah. They just choose to do it because, hey, I'm driving this death rocket at 60 miles an hour. If I wreck, I'm going to die. I should probably protect my skull.
Yeah, we don't have to agree on how risky a behavior is in order to agree that each of us needs to determine what our level of willingness to take those risks are.
And New Hampshire already understands that to a large degree, and bringing more libertarians here just makes that more likely to actually come to fruition and lead to the repealing of some of these laws that the federal government has managed to get imposed here.
Yeah, I was talking with someone last night, and he had gone to the Manchester airport and was talking to the TSA agent of all people, and he's wearing this Live Free or Die shirt, and the guy's like, yeah, I love it. Yeah, I'm a local, and I love the Live Free or Die thing, and it's like, you know where you work, right? But still, it really does illustrate the point that even the TSA agent here is like, yeah, man, live free or die.
It's a beautiful place to be. You got to go down here. Come get a taste of the freedom. We're here until July the 4th. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203.